James 1, verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Let's talk about faith. It requires action. Marcus Aurelius was a Roman emperor who once argues that if there are gods, they will care about your virtues rather than your devotion. If there are no gods, you will still live a good life. Think about that for a second. If you didn't know Jesus, would your life look the same as it does right now? If your answer is yes, you might have a problem. You might need to realign your values. We are called as Christians to take action, not just to sit back and say, we've got faith. It reminds me of an ardent preacher who went overboard from a ship. As he was floating on the water, he prayed unto God to pick him up. The first fisher trawler came along and refused to board the vessel as he was waiting on God. The second boat that came along was a pleasure boat with people dancing and dressed inappropriately according to him. They shouted, "Preacher man, come, we will help you." He shouted back, "You may go, my help cometh from the Lord." Eventually he drowned and ended up in heaven asking the Lord, "Why did you not come to save me?" And the Lord answered, "My son, I sent you two boats, and you refuse both." What does it mean? Faith requires action, and action without faith means nothing. In James 2:14, we read as follows: "What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? The one cannot exist without the other. Even though you've got the know-how, you still need faith to execute. Act out what he said and make a scene for the Lord." We don't just join Bible studies to sit there and say, "Yes, look what I've learned." We as Christians can have Bible studies all day long, but you still need someone to say it with. We like to post on Facebook everything we've learned, especially pictures of what we do in church. We need to apply the things that we've learned in church and not show people what we've learned. As Christians, we must take note how we treat other people, how we set priorities, how we work as an employer, as a mom, as a dad, as a friend, a brother, or a sister. If we don't apply the Word of God in our relationships with the people around us, we are missing it. Don't just sit there and say, "Yes, I go to church on Sundays. I read the Bible every day." Those are great things, but if they're not applied, your faith is dead. James goes on to say, "Show your faith through how you live. If you do not have any actions to back up your faith is dead." James 1:22 says, "Be doers of the word, not just hearers of it." We should not just sit and listen to a sermon on Sunday morning, then go home. The Great Commission is, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Ask God to help you to do your part to influence someone's life in a godly manner, and so shall it be. Amen.